Gunmen silence a Christian voice in Pakistan. Hope shines in Libya despite a dictator's malice. And growth studies in Thailand prove a ministry is on the right track. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Attackers Wednesday ambushed Pakistan's Minister for Minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti, as he was on his way to a cabinet meeting. Open Doors Minister-at-Large Paul Esterbrook says
he was basically assassinated, and it's partially for two reasons. One, he supports the release of Asia Bibi. He also has been campaigning in the country against the blasphemy law.
The lone Christian in the federal cabinet, his ideals made him the second high-profile target in 2 months. On average, according to Open Doors, one Christian is murdered and one arrested every month, mostly on blasphemy charges. The fear it generates is disruptive to ministry.
Pray for believers there that fear will not be the emotion that grips them constantly and rules their lifestyle. And we need to pray that God will enable them to be effective witnesses without even a lot of words.
Elsewhere, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi dropped several bombs in East Libya yesterday. Gaddafi went on to warn international interference would cause more deaths. But in the midst of the turmoil, hope is still shining. Wayne Peterson with HCJB Global says while others have shut down, HCJB Global's radio broadcasts have been spared.
We feel that God has preserved our signal so that we could continue to bring hope and encouragement and teaching to people that are wondering what in the world is going on and is there hope and is there love in this world amongst all the violence.
Daily feedback shows the church is growing. HCJB is taking every opportunity across the Middle East and North Africa.
We don't know how this is going to end up, but we have a window of opportunity now for a few weeks, months, maybe years that we can go in with the gospel with this newfound freedom. However, we've gone from dictatorship to anarchy, and we don't know where it's going to end.
$1 reaches a household. Help while you can at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's no secret that Russia has an orphan problem. What's less known is before they go to the orphanage, kids start out in a crisis center, where only one or two government workers care for as many as 80 kids. Many of them have diseases and suffer from severe neglect and abuse. Orphan Outreach is providing Christian women to act as Christ to these kids by caring for and praying over them. Funds are desperately needed to keep paying them, though. Visit our website to help. We turn next to northeastern Thailand, home to thousands of refugees fleeing Vietnam and Laos. Farms International decided to help them break the cycle of poverty. They launched a microenterprise loan program. 10 years later, they sent a team to survey those helped, the Hmong and the Mien tribes. The results were stunning. What they saw was an average project return of 186% on investment. Joseph Richter says
their housing had improved and their children's education improved, and we also saw maybe 20% said they started new businesses. Over 10% said they purchased new land.
Nearly all of the project participants had repaid their initial loans. As a result, the local church can support itself.
We've seen over 100% of the people tithed, which is a cornerstone of our project, and almost 100% said they had grown really in faith, and the same percentage said that their churches have benefited.
And finally, over 140,000 Tibetans live in exile in South Asia. They left their homeland when it became a part of China. Pioneers is mobilizing teams to reach them with the gospel, as 95% of the 7 million Tibetans are unreached. They're doing that through their Trelwa project. It's a multimedia campaign to address family issues biblically. With family a high priority among the Tibetan culture, it's an effective tool. Funding is needed. $26 reaches 100 Tibetans. We have a link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice and Hands 3-Pack. It features a DVD, 30-day prayer guide, and mouse pad to encourage you in your Christian walk. Get the HCJB Global 3-Pack. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.